College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, we are into the month of July. Happy July. It's the month of football.
Yes, it is.
Lions will be back out on the practice field this month to play in the Hall of Fame game later this month. And, well, part of what we do is we always look around to see what's going on with the Lions. And you saw some quotes from a Lion who thinks he's going to have a big-time breakout season.
Yeah, it's Terrion Arnold. Terrion Arnold said in this about the experience he got last year. He was thrown into the fire. And this is a defense where we know corners are not just going to be playing zone. A lot of man coverage. Had 7 pass interference calls. 5 of those came in the first 4 games. The other 2 came later on. And so, ironically, who did he tie with the most pass interference calls all season long?
It's ironic. It's probably his new teammate.
DJ Reed. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that's very ironic. But it's the experience that he got by being thrown into the fire. And he has said, I'm going to be the best corner in the NFL. Now, I don't know if he kind of left it open-ended as to whether it was going to be this year, next year, whatever it is.
Why wait around? Just do it this season.
Yeah, I would think do it this year. But that's not what I'm expecting. I am expecting him to take a major leap this year and be a guy that is going to be able to cover one's number one receivers at times, along with DJ Reed. I think they have 2 very aggressive corners that are going to be physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, Brad Holmes has talked about there's no, in his game, it's aggressive. There's no timid play. And that is something that, you know, if you see a guy that, okay, he makes a PI call, and then all of a sudden he can't play bump and run, or he can't play aggressive, and he's afraid of making that next penalty. Like, you don't want to have that in your game. It's not that it's part of the learning experience. Guys will have that. They can recover from that. But Terrion Arnold, from Brad Holmes, from Dan Campbell, they have said, we didn't see that. He went out there and played the same way the next time. But and he says in this, and I'm trying to find the correct quote, it's about experience. And some of it is simply, I was in the right position. I just didn't turn to look at the ball. And a lot of times when we hear announcers talk about it, if you just simply turn and look at the ball,
you get away with it.
There is going to be more acceptance of the contact that you make, because it's not just focused on the player. You are actually making a play on the ball, and there can be contact if you're making a play on the ball.
What's the significance of play? He played the most man coverage snaps, not of any rookie, of any player last season. He was thrown into the fire. What's the benefit in making mistakes as a rookie? Like, you have the tape, you have the experience, you've watched those plays happen, and now you can, I'm assuming, learn from them?
Yeah, it's easier to learn from them, from the things that you've done, because coming into the league, right, all of these guys, well, I'd say not all of them, most of them, are looking at film of successful corners. It's what you do. You study the best in the game, because that's what you want to be. What works for them? How do I get to their level? And then, but you got to do it your way. And when you watch it on film, okay, you know they're telling you, okay, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. Hey, book learning is one thing, but experience is a completely different thing. Until you feel it, until you see it for yourself in real live action, that's going to be the best teacher every single time. And now it's a matter of those guys that go from, hey, you were good as a rookie and you made some advancements as a rookie, but what can you do to take that experience and then learn from it so that you don't do that in year 2? That you know, even if it's not the PI calls, but it's what are you doing at the line of scrimmage to not allow a receiver to get in rhythm? And some of those quick slants, how are you cutting those off? How are you recognizing those? What are you seeing? Because he's going to be in Detroit for at least 4 years, maybe 5, maybe longer.
Yeah, I mean, ideally longer, because you took him in the first, but I think corners, we've seen it can take a little bit of time. So the best example of a homegrown drafted corner recently is Darius Slay, right? His first year was His second year, he was a bona fide legitimate starter. But he didn't become an all-pro until, I think, his 5th season.
Right.
That position, and it's because you're always behind as a corner. You don't know the route. You're reacting to some of the biggest freak athletes on planet Earth. And it's one thing to do it in college and be good. To get to the pros, and that's Justin Jefferson twice a year,
yeah,
right? DJ Moore twice a year. Some of the receivers you face, and they know the plan and you don't. And you're trail coverage, and you're trying to play physical, and you're trying to keep up with these guys, and you're learning what can I get away with and what can't I get away with. But if you are a great athlete, and Terrion Arnold mm-hmm. is, year two, year three, year four, it takes a little longer at the corner position. He would be on the short list of guys set to break out for the Lions. And John, I know you've been big on he needs to be.
Yeah, and here's the quote. I finally found it. Even at the beginning of the season, like the PIs, it wasn't a matter of if I was beat. It was a matter of just turning your head, locating the ball. Those are things that you can fix. And I agree with them. Those are things you can fix. It's easier said than done. Yeah, sure, look at the ball. Justin Jefferson is running down the field. You're running step for step. First of all, win. Second of all, it's really hard because Justin Jefferson has a wide catch radius. Where is that ball? Even turning your head to locate the ball, now all of a sudden, if you're not turning in the right direction, and that's part of it,
yep.
and that's part of building a book on the guys that are in your division. And you mentioned DJ Moore, Justin Jefferson. The guys that you are going to see twice a year, you're going to have to continue to create a book. And you can't just look at film and say, well, this is what they're doing against this type of coverage. And all of that is great, and that's part of film study. But you have to study those moments that you played against them. And that's going to be the biggest teacher, because what do you do against Justin Jefferson this year? When there is a fade route, or there's a post, or there's whatever route it is, how do you recognize that? Because you're going to see the same things.
Yeah, and look, the answer might be he shouldn't be on Justin Jefferson because they have a number one corner already in DJ Reed, or Amik Robertson does a great job in the slot if they want to move Justin Jefferson around. But I'll point out on the schedule this year, they're going to play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
Okay, great. You're not on Chase. Still got to deal with Higgins. I mean, yeah. There's so many great NFL receivers. A lot of teams have a 1-2 punch. They'll play Tampa this year. Fine, you're not on Mike Evans. Guess what? You're drawing the assignment of potentially Chris Godwin or Emeka Egbuka, who's one of these elite, you know, receiver prospects in his own right. So you're going to face great receivers. They'll play the Eagles this year. Great. You don't draw A.J. Brown, you get Devontae Smith.
Well, but here's the thing. When you are playing those teams that have more than one really good receiver, the best defense is you don't just have to have D.J. Reed on A.J. Brown.
You want to have the flexibility.
You want to have the flexibility of, okay, well, this is what the defense is called.
Field and boundary.
We want to be able to have DJ Reed in these situations on A.J. Brown, and in other situations, Terrion Arnold fits better in this situation for our defense.
Because it's not about one guy, it's about the coverage. So you can play field and boundary, you can use safety help over the top, you can go, you know what, we want to put our best guy on their number one and then leave him on an island, or we want to put our weaker corner but help him. So there's all different kinds of ways to play this, but they're going to face a ton of teams with 1-2 punches. CeeDee Lamb and now George Pickens in Dallas.
Yep.
The Rams, we all know what they have in Puka Nacua. Devontae Adams, great route runner. I mean, that's a tough cover for a young corner. There's going to be a bunch of teams this season that are going to throw 2 and 3 receiver sets that Terrion Arnold's going to have to be able to step up and play.
How about Kansas City? When you're playing against the best quarterback, Rashee Rice is back.
Right, and the play's not dead, and all of a sudden,
you're going to have
Worthy's behind you. Yeah,
right. I mean, there's a lot of great challenges, and that's why you're going to need, in essence, two guys that can play as a number one corner.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It leads us to a conversation about breakout Lions, though. I mean, is this the breakout Lion? Who's even on the list of guys that could break out? So many guys are already established, but I suppose if you go to another level, that's a different kind of breakout.
Sure. And we had this conversation when John Morton talked about J-Mo and having a breakout season, right? He's a 1,000-yard receiver last year, just over 1,000 yards. But he used the term, you know, he's gonna have a breakout season. Well, okay, if that's the case, he's going to have to go from 1,000 yards to close to 1,500 yards. Is that the next level?
Yeah,
probably. So the breakout does mean something different for different individuals, and it's going to mean different things for each side of the ball. There's going to need to be more breakout players on defense, clearly, for this defense under Calvin Shepard to be the defense that could be a part of a Super Bowl champion defense. And Terrion Arnold, I think, is going to have to be one or two. And you can insert a number of other players, and I'm going to give you a couple when we come back, that I think on defense, the way it's constructed right now, there's no Za'Darius Smith. All right, there's no other edge rusher. It is the players that are on the roster right now. They can be a Super Bowl winning defense, but there's going to have to be, I would say, 3 to 4 guys defensively that are going to have breakout style of seasons. And I think you brought up a great point. It's different levels in terms of defining what a breakout means.
Yeah, a breakout for J-Mo is different than a breakout for Terrion Arnold.
Right.
So we'll get to some of those names. We want you guys to play along. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.